From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldane. It's Wednesday, February 1st. Coming up, we'll learn about a new reproductive health clinic opening in Champaign this month. Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi will talk with the founder of Equity Clinic. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An Illinois appellate court has narrowly upheld a decision that prevents the state's assault weapons ban from taking effect in some places. Alex Stegman reports.
The Effingham County Circuit Court issued the ruling based on four counts. The Fifth District Court of Appeals agreed on one of them. The law violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause in part because some people, like police officers, would still be able to buy the weapons. Attorney Tom DeVore, who sued over the ban, said on Twitter that this applies only to the parties in his lawsuit.
So if somebody living in Rock Island, Illinois, that's not a party to that case in Effingham, it doesn't apply to you automatically. Please don't. There's people out here that shouldn't be talking that are trying to confuse people.
The appeals court did not, however, agree with the lower court's other assertions that the law violates the single subject rule, the bill wasn't introduced and read properly, or that the plaintiffs were denied due process. I'm Alex Degman.
The old state capitol in downtown Springfield is receiving a $15 million preservation investment. James Roseberry is the architect on the project, funded by the state. He says the restoration will preserve the architectural details of the 186-year-old building while also making it more accessible to the public.
It was a very interesting approach to this project to make sure that we could make these necessary upgrades to the building to preserve its own legacy and history while still balancing the preservation requirements.
Senior project manager Jerry Norris says the restoration will include repainting walls and installing wood floors, upgrading elevators, and replacing the metal roof. The building is closed to the public during the project, which should be completed in early 2024. The Illinois State Board of Education has named Tony Sanders as its new school's superintendent. Sanders currently leads the Elgin-based District U46, the second largest school system in the state. He'll start his new position in late February. Char Dastin reports.
Sanders replaces Carmen Ayala, who retired today after serving since 2019. Deputy Governor for Education Martin Torres praised Ayala for her leadership during the pandemic.
People will see the press releases, but they will never see the hours you spent during the evening going through data. They'll never see the problem solving that you were involved in.
In a press release, the Illinois Federation of Teachers said Sanders was, quote, a strong advocate for equitable policies for Black and brown students. I'm Char Dastin.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team defeated Nebraska last night, 72-56. Freshman guards Sincere Harris and Ty Rogers combined for 15 points and 10 rebounds. Rogers spoke after the game about how head coach Brad Underwood motivates them.
He builds energy into us. When he's screaming and stuff, we're not listening to him scream. We're listening to what he's saying. So he builds those relationships with each and every one of us. So it makes it way easier.
The Illini enter the month of February with an overall record of 16-6. They're 7-4 in the Big Ten after an 0-3 start. The Illini travel to Iowa City this Saturday to play the Hawkeyes at 1:30 p.m. Still to come, we'll talk to the founder of the new Equity Clinic opening in Champaign this month. His conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join us on Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. for a special screening of Let the Little Light Shine. The film follows a determined group of parents, students, and educators as they fight for a top-ranked, mostly black K-8 school facing the threat of closure on the south side of Chicago. The film's director-producer, Kevin Shaw, will join us for a Q&A session after the film as part of the Art House Experience film series presented by Illinois Public Media and the Champaign Park District. More info at thevirginia.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Even before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, many patients struggled to access abortion services. That's according to the founder of a new clinic opening in Champaign. Dr. Keith Reisinger-Kindle says Equity Clinic will address disparities in abortion care. He tells Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi there's been a longstanding need for more clinics in Illinois.
Prior to even the Supreme Court decision, the clinics in the Chicago area as well as the St. Louis suburbs were really under a lot of pressure. The demand was very, very high. The wait times were starting to get long, and there was a need. And then, of course, you know, the Supreme Court decision happened and that need dramatically increased very, very quickly. And so there was kind of this longstanding unmet need in Illinois in general. And then when you looked at the region, there was a very specific concentration of clinics that left out almost completely southern Illinois and central Illinois, particularly eastern central Illinois. And so we wanted to help fill the gap that exists in central Illinois, as well as help ease some of the pressure and burden from the volume perspective that was happening after the restrictions increased in the Midwest on the Chicago and St. Louis suburb clinics.
Right. And have you been in contact with other clinics? Do you know what kind of pressure they're facing with increased patient loads?
Yes, we are very well connected with the other clinics in Illinois. And, you know, unfortunately, with the recent arson in Peoria, central Illinois is even in a worse spot than they were 2 weeks ago. And so things are changing just very quickly and unstable from an access perspective. And unfortunately, the patients who are more likely to suffer when access is an issue are patients of a lower socioeconomic status, patients of color, LGBT patients. And that's why, you know, our founding is so centered on those groups and helping support their access to care, because they're the ones suffering the most right now.
If you could just tell people who might not understand, what are some of the barriers that exist for people that makes equity something that needs to be addressed when it comes to this kind of care?
In general, we have, you know, barriers to access are quite complicated and multifactorial. They can include things as obvious as, you know, looking at our patients that now have to drive 6+ hours to access care because their state has banned care altogether. That doesn't just impact patients. It impacts people differentially, right? So it's going to impact the patient who doesn't have a car at a lot more disparate of a rate than it will someone who can afford a car. It's going to impact people who have access to more comprehensive health insurance coverage more directly than people who don't have access to comprehensive healthcare insurance coverage. And so those are a couple of the examples, but it gets complicated really fast. I mean, we're also talking about folks, you know, who may have an inability to find childcare and now they have to travel 2 states away. We have folks who may not speak English who now have to navigate a transportation system to travel multi-states away. It all kind of stacks up to create what is, for some people, completely insurmountable restrictions to access. I hope that helps clarify a little bit of what you're asking.
And absolutely. Are you anticipating any sort of pushback within the community, or have you experienced any already?
Great question. I'm not sure that there is a family planning clinic in the world that has not been greeted with some hostility, which is unfortunate. To date, our reception has been 99% welcoming and supportive, and we are very excited to continue to grow connections with the community in Champaign and really get to know folks and understand the needs even more locally.
That's Dr. Keith Reisinger-Kindle with Sarah Nardi. Equity Clinic has begun scheduling patients and will officially open February 11th. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have sunny skies today with a high of 30 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Cameron Cutinello, Char Dastin, Colin Highslope, and Sarah Nardi. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.